Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bama John. I've got Will Kay, and this is the College Football Playoff Selection Show episode. We're going to go through that. Bama makes it in the playoffs. So, Will, so you're saying we got a chance. All right, here we go. Today is Sunday, December 7th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Bama's in. Despite that hideous performance last night, we got 2 weeks to get it right. We got to go to Norman, Oklahoma on Friday, December 19th, see if we can get revenge, see if we can win that. And then next up after that would be the top-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Love that we're in the playoffs. We didn't get punished for having a bad game. We're pretty banged up. We played terrible. I don't think we can play a whole lot worse than we did in that game, but we shall see. All right, give me your thoughts.
Hey, we scored, though. Yeah, not great. We gave them a short field a lot. They made the plays, though. I mean, they blocked that punt. They were inside the red zone. We went for it on our own 10, didn't get it. They scored off that. We, you know, just gave them 14 points. And we've beat them before. But we're not here to talk about that. We have to beat Oklahoma. So last time we played Oklahoma, we had 3 turnovers. We scored 21 points on them, and we basically gifted them 17. So, but it's in Norman this time. But I like our odds.
Well, I like our odds if we can get things right. Ty was horrible yesterday. That's the worst I've seen him play. He looked, and Georgia stole the Oklahoma recipe. Man, they blitzed and they pressured Ty to no end. They obviously watched the Brent Venables tapes. They watched the LSU game. They watched the Auburn game. They brought pressure. We're going to see more of the same against Oklahoma. We got to have blitz beater patterns. We got to have an ability to handle the pressure. Ty can't turn it over. And we had special teams problems yesterday. We're terrible on special teams. We're terrible on special teams against Oklahoma. We got to get that mess fixed. Defense played fine. I thought defense was good, but we got a lot of stuff to fix. And the question is, how banged up were we? How injured were we going into that game? Jam Miller didn't play. We missed him. I heard Daniel Hill was hurt, playing hurt. Parker Brailsford is hurt. He played hurt. Ty is hurt. I've heard he has a back issue. So there's a lot of injuries going on with this team. We got 2 weeks to get healthy. We got 2 weeks to scheme it up. Our coaches have to do a better job on special teams and on offense if we want to win it. Okay, thoughts?
Yeah, we're missing a lot of guys. I think Quavis will be back. That'll be a big addition. LT Overton didn't play. I don't know if he'll play or not. But we need to just, you know, I feel like you said, we have problems picking up blitzes. Ty Simpson's kind of like Carson Beck in a way, where if he's comfortable back there and he's got time, he's going to dice you up. But if you get him off of his spot – and you get him frantic, he's a liability. So we just need to clean up all the blitz packages, and I think we'll be all right. And the defense,
I was going to say, not only not only on the blitz packages picking it up, we got to have better, shorter routes. We got to cut our wide receiver route short when he's getting blitzed because he can't make those long throws when he's under pressure.
Right. And I know the defense gave up 28, but like I said, we gave them a short field just so many times. But they, I mean, they made good plays. They blocked that punt. That's a play that they made. I mean, it's not like they got lucky or something. Props to Georgia. They're still 2-11 against us. We still own them. I'd want them to know that, but they got us this time. So, I mean, we play Oklahoma, Georgia again. I could see us beating them. We have the talent too. We have one of the best rosters in all of college football, probably behind Ohio State. Georgia might have a better roster or equal, but FPI, I think we're sixth. We have, we have the players, we just have to execute.
We got to be coached better. We got to execute. On that block punt, did you see how many steps our punter took before he punted the ball? He took 4 steps. When you're getting heat, you can only take 1 or 2 steps and you kick it. And when they're bringing the house, there's nobody back. You don't have to get the full effect of the punt in. You just can't get it blocked. That was terrible. Special teams issue.
I mean,
Another
at the
time.
beginning we were stopping Georgia. It
I
was
know.
we got a first down here and there, but first quarter was near scoreless until I got that blocked punt. Defense
Right.
was playing fine, and then we give them a short field. What are you supposed to do?
That was on the punter. That was on. He took 4 steps, caught the ball and took 4 steps. It took him too long to get the ball off. That's got to be corrected. I can't believe he's got to recognize they're coming. They're coming after me. And he didn't. The coaches didn't. What the heck? I don't get that.
Yeah,
That's coaching.
so that was a big swinging point. Not putting the blame on defense. You just take a quick look at the score of this game. You're like, oh, Alabama's defense got throttled.
No,
Not really.
no. Short field on the block punt, short field on the interception. I guess they got the ball on the Georgia 45 on that one, so they only had to go 55 yards. Short, you remember the punt return when they returned the punt 24 yards. Again, special teams didn't do a good job of covering the punt. And then they started on their own 40-yard line
And
there,
then we
and
went
then
for it on
12
our own
yards,
10.
right? And then a 12-yard drive. I mean, give me a break. Defense played great. They played fine. That defense will shut because Georgia's offense is better than Oklahoma's as long as we don't give up chunk plays to Oklahoma. They're better, but Oklahoma's defense is fierce. They're as
We
good as
actually
anybody.
kind of moved the ball on Oklahoma's defense to an extent. It was just the turnovers. I
Well,
mean,
and just the pressure because remember that
and
last drive.
Ty Simpson threw, I guess he only threw one touchdown, but he threw for 300 yards,
Right.
and we actually ran it better on them than we have on other teams. It's just we had three turnovers.
Yep. But remember the last drive, what did they do? They blitzed Ty. We're driving down to try to get the winning field goal, and they blitzed him, blitzed him, blitzed him, and we didn't handle it. And Brent Venables got us. He got us. We couldn't convert on fourth down because of the blitz packages. So we have to have not only better blocking on blitz, but we got to have better pass routes. They got to shorten the pass routes. They got to, wherever the blitz is coming from, you got to have a receiver fill that gap because that leaves a hole in the defense. And you got to have receivers fill, and that's where Ty's looking, is he's looking where that blitz is coming from. You've got to have receivers filling that, and then he's got to hit them. So we got to do better. I'm super disappointed. I know we're banged up, but I thought other than Kane Womack, special teams and our offensive staff get Fs for coaching in that game. Execution, special teams, an F. Our offense was at least a D minus. It was a That's the worst. I mean, that was a much worse beating than FSU because at least FSU, we got the ball inside their 40-yard line 4 times and Talty missed a field goal and we turned the ball over on downs 3 times. We played better against FSU than we did against Georgia.
Yeah, that was pretty abysmal. That's the worst shellacking I've seen us maybe since Oklahoma last year.
Yep, and Brent Venables owns us. When he was at Clemson, he beat us multiple times. He owns us. We got to get that. But, Kirby got the Georgia, I mean, the Alabama monkey off of its back when he got the second shot at him in the year. This is our time to get back at Brent Venables to beat him and show that he doesn't own Alabama, because you know what the narrative is going to be if we go up there and lose, is that Brent Venables in Oklahoma owns Alabama, just like we have that narrative that we own Georgia. So we got to go
We
back.
still have that narrative, by the way. They're 2-11 since 2008, so they have a while to go until that narrative's away. Just because you
But
won,
remember
nope, that was.
the two times they've played us twice in the season. Was the national championship was the second time they played us after we beat them in the SEC championship. They got the monkey off their back.
Okay, well
This was this.
they certainly don't own us.
No, they don't own us, but when they get the repeat matchup in the same season, they beat us. They've done it twice, once for a natty, once to get the number, which actually I think Georgia got screwed. I thought Ohio State should have been dropped to three, and I thought Georgia should have gotten to two. But Georgia matches up well against Ohio State. I'm predicting Georgia's problem is they have to play Ole Miss first. And that'll be a fierce matchup because Ole Miss has got the offense that can move the ball on them the way they run things, but maybe not having Lane Kiffin will hurt them. But Georgia
Yeah,
can
that
beat
top of the
Ohio
bracket
State.
there, it's going to be interesting to see who's in the national championship.
Well, I
Because it
like
can't be Georgia, Ohio State in the national championship.
correct. I think if it's Georgia and Ohio State in the semis, Georgia's beating them and they're going to play whoever advances
I
from the
don't
top of
know.
the bracket.
Georgia, I mean, Ohio State's pretty good. I know they lost, but they missed a gimme field goal.
But Georgia loves that kind of 13-10 game. Georgia loves 17-14. The way Ohio State wants to play with smack them and defense and all that is Georgia's game.
Yeah.
Whereas Ole Miss, that's a bad matchup for Georgia because Ole Miss will sling it around. They'll play dink and dunk. They'll go deep. They got a true dual threat quarterback. Shambliss is, I mean, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
I think Georgia's probably they would have liked to have played Texas A&M instead of Ole Miss, in my opinion. They
Yeah.
wish those had flip-flop, but they didn't. So they got to beat Ole Miss. And if they beat Ole Miss, they're going to the national championship game. They're beating Ohio State. Book it. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know if we can get our issues fixed, if we can get healthy, if we can do things better. I mean, if we don't, then it's a coaching issue because it's not like we don't know what Oklahoma's going to do. We just have to be prepared for it.
Yeah. Need to run some, quick slants or something. I don't see
Yeah.
a lot of slant action.
The out where you look like you're running an out and then you pivot and come across the middle, those kind of things where
Or the
it's an out.
exact opposite. You look like you're going to come in and then go out. That's called a whip route. That kind of route kind of takes long to process, though. I
Well,
mean,
and
like a quick out or.
it forces Ty to throw out to the outside, and if he misses it, it's a pick six.
Well,
Which
he
is the
can't miss
problem
it.
with the whip route. That's the problem is if you hang it out there versus which is why I like the out and then you whip it inside to the middle because it
That could be
puts.
picked off by a linebacker
But what you're doing
stalking
is
there.
that's got to be on a blitz. That's got to be on a blitz situation where you're taking the area where the blitz is coming from. So it takes our receivers knowing and watching when to cut their route shorts because when the blitz is coming, the closest receiver's got to fill that gap and it got to be right there for Ty to hit.
Yeah.
Also, Georgia went two tights a lot. We need to do some two tight end sets and then have those tight ends chip and then fill to the middle to give Ty an easy completion target opportunity. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. We're still alive. We got a chance. We could beat Oklahoma or we could go and lay an egg. I just don't know what to expect.
Yep.
All right. Any other thoughts on the CFP at this point? What'd you think about Miami versus Notre Dame? Who got in
I
and
mean,
who
I
got
think
leave?
that they got it right. Miami beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is not in the conference. Maybe this will get them to, join a conference and actually play people
You mean join the ACC?
or join a
No,
conference. I mean, they could join the Big Ten.
if I'm them, I'm joining the ACC because then they can win that conference outright. And
Well,
you get an easy schedule so you don't have all these tough
they might
games
have
to
trouble in the
play.
Big Ten.
Yeah, exactly. That's
They
why I
might
would
go 2-10, 9-3 every year.
join
Maybe
the
worse.
ACC is they can dominate the ACC. And they play essentially an ACC schedule anyway.
Yeah.
So I think they got it right. I think Notre Dame, and
I was a little
plus,
surprised we were at 9, actually. I thought we'd be 10.
I did too, but I think they had a hard time justifying bumping Miami above us and not jumping Notre Dame over us too. So I think that was the thing, is that they just said, "Up, oh, you had it. You were in before your conference championship." And then what they were saying is we were safely in, so they weren't going to penalize us. So good for them.
Yeah.
I
Well,
predict
I
we
would
go to
play Texas
six.
A&M actually.
Yeah.
But
I predict that we go to 16-team playoff next year. That's my prediction. I think because Vanderbilt, Texas, and Notre Dame got left out, they're going to bump it to 16
who's going
next
to
year.
win the Heisman?
I think that Mendoza got his Heisman moments against Penn State and then beating Ohio State. So that's my prediction. I think Diego Pavia will be the runner-up. Jeremiah Love will be third, and Julian Sain fourth. What do you think?
I think Julian Sain might be higher than that, but we'll see.
Javier's numbers have been outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lit it up, and I think everybody loves Jeremiah Love and recognize that he may be the best player. He's just not playing the
So who
marquee.
was the second team out? I didn't watch that.
Second team out was BYU.
BYU.
Yep. But they played themselves out by losing twice to Texas Tech, so they weren't going to get in.
Yeah.
Although if they go to a 16-team playoff, they would have gotten in. Vandy would have got
Vanderbilt,
Vandy and
Texas.
Texas, yeah. So that would have been a 16-team playoff, I think, would have been really good. But we're in. Now we got a
Remember when
chance.
you said that Vandy would be in if they were 10-2? There's only so many spots, remember? I mean, those Tulane and James Madison, it's really a 10-team playoff because those G5, they take two spots.
Yeah, and they have no chance. Neither
Yeah,
one
I
of
mean,
them has
I
a
think we should
chance
get
of
rid of
winning
that.
next year.
I think that the G5 stuff should just go away. Like Boise State, I mean, at least, you know, they got rid of all the conference champions having a bye. Like Boise State was a 3 seed last year.
That
I
was a
mean, that's
joke.
just ridiculous. James Madison and Tulane, I mean, you know, whatever. The spread's probably going to be, I don't know, double digits at least, 15, 16.
Yeah,
So.
that's a cakewalk for both Oregon and Ole Miss to get those first round games like that. So,
Yeah.
yeah, they have no chance. That's why I think it'll go to 16, because they're not going to cut a group of five team out of the playoffs. It's kind of their way of saying, yeah, you're included too. Stay Division One. We'll give you at least one spot, but you go to 16 and you don't worry about as much that the
I would
number
have
one.
rather seen Virginia in there.
Well, but they lost to Duke.
Yeah, I know, but
They blew their opportunity. So they and the other reason for letting Miami in, we both think the head to head that Miami deserved to be in, but they didn't want to leave the ACC out. So if they put Notre Dame in over Miami, then you have no ACC teams in the field, and at least now you got 20 teams in the ACC happy that you have an ACC team in the field, because they would have been screaming bloody murder if there was not one ACC team in the field.
yep.
So I think that's it. All right, any other thoughts about this? Obviously, a lot to break down as we have 2 weeks to do that until we play Oklahoma. But give me any other thoughts about it. All right, let's pick the two teams you think are most likely to win the thing, to win the whole thing.
Georgia and Ohio State.
Okay. So whoever wins that game is going to win it.
Most likely.
And you think Ohio State, if they have to play Indiana again, will be fired up and beat them?
Yeah.
You know,
13-10.
I
I mean, you
agree with
know,
that.
Alabama obviously hasn't looked great, but you know, in the middle of the season we did. You know, before that Oklahoma game, we were number 4. If Alabama can figure some things out and Ty Simpson plays like he did against Georgia and you know, in the middle of the year against like Tennessee and everybody, Alabama could make a run. It hasn't looked great right now, but you know, out of all of the teams that aren't in the top 4, I would give the edge to Alabama. I don't think, you know, Miami can win it. Tulane, James Madison, Oregon's going to lose to somebody. You know, I would think Alabama could do it. They have a great FPI, but maybe I'm a little biased and haven't been looking great right here, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think Oregon's overrated. I think Texas Tech will take Oregon out. I think Oregon is in trouble. Here's something that I think makes a lot of sense. Oklahoma is a great warm-up game for us against Indiana, because whatever Oklahoma throws at us, we'll already have seen it. Indiana will not be able to throw anything at us that we haven't seen. Now, Indiana has a better offense than Oklahoma, but Oklahoma has a better defense than Indiana. So we're going to be ready for Indiana. And our defense has seen lots of good offenses. We can handle Indiana. We can beat them if we can get by Oklahoma and make a run to the semis. And actually, I like our chance against Texas Tech too, because their offense isn't any good. To me, Texas Tech will be like playing Georgia. We've just got to play better. So I think we can make a run to the finals. I don't think we can beat Georgia, and I don't think we can beat Ohio State in the finals if we get there, but we can make a run to the
We
finals.
could definitely beat Georgia. We've done it already.
And I think Georgia's evolved, but I hope I'm wrong. That's just my take, but I may have recency bias as well because Georgia just kicked us and we looked horrible. So let's get healthy. Let's go beat Oklahoma. I think we got a chance. I really like that draw. And I'm with you that I think Ohio State and Georgia are the two most likely teams to win it.
Same side of the bracket, though.
Yep.
They'll have to play
But
each other. That'll be a
you're
good
right.
game.
But yeah, I think that's an elimination game, and whoever wins that's going to win it all. That's my thought. All right. Any final thoughts, or are you ready to wrap this thing up?
I don't think I got anything else.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We have over 7,700 subscribers to the YouTube channel. We're heading to 10,000 and beyond. Like, subscribe, follow, hit the notify button on YouTube. If you're accessing us through the various audio outlets for our podcast, like, subscribe, follow. God bless and roll tide.
Roll time.